you make a fried and deep fat, it's got a hole in the center.
A donut?
And some of you make a batter and fry and steam for breakfast. Syrup.
Pancakes.
Any other name for pancakes?
Flapjacks.
And
shortcakes.
Huh?
Shortcakes.
Is that all the pancakes?
Yes.
And in a sack of flour, that might contain 5 or 10. How much would it weigh?
5 pounds, 5 to 10 pounds.
Okay. And the inside part of the egg is called the
yolk.
What color is that?
Yellow.
And if you cook them in hot water, you call them?
Poached eggs, hard-boiled eggs.
Okay. Yeah. And, did you ever see a hog kill?
Slaughtered, you mean?
Uh-huh.
No.
What do you call the fat, salted pork that you can use to boil with greens?
Salt pork.
Any other name?
No.
What about the, when you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that?
I don't know.
The kind of meat that you've already sliced to eat with eggs, do you call that?
Bacon.
And do you ever hear people talk about a middling of bacon or a side of bacon?
Maybe a side of bacon.
When you, the edge of the bacon that you cut off is called the...
fat?
Well, it's actually the skin of the animal. They call it the... Did you ever hear of meat skin or bacon rind?
No.
And kind of meat that comes in little links on a chain.
Hot dogs, sausage.
And a person who kills and sells meat is called a...
butcher.
And if meat's been kept too long and doesn't taste right, it's...
spoiled.
Huh?
Spoiled.
And after you kill a hog, what can you make with the meat from its head?
Be sausage and maybe hot dogs, wieners.
Do you ever hear of head cheese or souse? Hog head cheese?
I've heard of hog head cheese.
Have you ever tasted it?
No.
What did you hear of it?
Stores, stuff like that.
What can you make with the liver?
I don't know.
Do you ever hear of scrapple or cripple or pawhaw?
No.
What can you make with the blood?
I don't know.
And if dinner was on the table and the family was standing around, you tell them to go ahead and
eat.
Or they're standing up, you tell them to
go ahead and sit down.
You say, so then he went ahead and
sat down.
And no one else was standing because they had all
sat down.
And if you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed over to them, you tell them, just go ahead and
take some.
Or what, yourself?
Help yourself.
So he went ahead and
helped himself.
And I asked him to pass him over to me because he had already
had some.
Or he had already bought himself.
Helped himself.
And if you decide not to eat something, you say, no thank you, I don't
want any.
And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say it's been...
leftovers?
Okay.
Something like that. Well,
what's been done to it?
It's been reheated.
Okay. And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to...
chew.
You say, he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat. He couldn't...
swallow.
He could chew it, but he couldn't put it.
Eat it. Swallow it.
Okay. And something I was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils. You tell someone, would you just... what's
sniff
that?
It.
Huh?
Sniff it.
Or...
smell it.
And what would you call them? Something that's made out of... well, it's made out of corn. It's been ground up real fine. You eat it for breakfast.